Hi, this is Daniel Garb of the Movies for CulturalMining.com and CIUT 89.5 FM. The Canadian Film Fest is on right now, bringing lots of new movies to the big screen. Movies made right here in Toronto and across the country. Comedies, dramas, and real-life stories. Now, Hollywood movies often glamorize everyday life with an idealized view of the world the average person can never attain. But sometimes movies look in the opposite direction, downward, toward the gutter. So this week, I'm looking at movies set amidst the trash. There's an island of garbage filled with abandoned dogs, a couple of ne'er-do-wells who live amidst the rubbish, and a married couple who risk trashing their marriage on a weekend getaway. Swingers Weekend, written and directed by John E. Cohen. Lisa and Dan, played by Aaron Karpluck and Randall Edwards, are a power couple. She's in real estate and he's CEO at an energy drink corporation. Taking a break from their Toronto jobs for a weekend retreat in a lakeside villa up in cottage country, they've invited the attractive TJ and Sky, played by Michael Xavier and Aaron Agostino, to join them. He's an artist, she's into yoga, to join them for a gourmet dinner and a weekend of kinky sex. But their planned foursome gains a fifth and a sixth wheel when unexpected guests show up at the door. Jeffrey and Fiona, played by Jonas Chernick and Mia Kirshner, are old friends of the family whose marriage is falling apart. Can a weekend of bed swapping inject new life in the respective couple's relationships? And what are their real motives for this swingers retreat? This is a cute comedy that's surprisingly tame. No nudity, it's more of a social satire than a bedroom farce. One, two, three. The Go-Getters, directed by Jeremy Lalonde. Owen and Lacey, played by Aaron Abrams and Tommy Amber Peary, are an odd couple. She's a streetwalker who works for a disabled pimp called Cerebral Polly, who keeps her addicted to oxycodone. Owen is a nearly homeless alcoholic who mooches drinks from his brother's Skid Row bar. And he robbed her of her last fiver when she was ODing in a puddle of vomit on the bathroom floor. It was hate at first sight. But circumstances conspired to make them work together so they can buy bus tickets to Brockville, Ontario, to renovate an abandoned home as a place for them both to live. They try robbing panhandlers, selling sex to teenagers, and fleecing buskers, but nothing seems to work. Will they ever escape from the hideous city of Toronto? The Go-Getters is an unusual look at the lowest of the low in downtown Toronto, but guess what? This is a comedy. I'm not joking. Abrams looks like a younger and dumber Hugh Laurie in House, and Peary is truly unique as the loudmouth hooker with a heart of lead. Isle of Dogs, directed by Wes Anderson. It's Japan sometime in the future. Megasaki in Uni Prefecture is a big city controlled by the evil and corrupt Kobayashi Dynasty. The Kobayashis own everything from the theme parks to the golf courses to the pharmaceutical labs. And they're all cat lovers who despise dogs. The dogs all come down with an odd disease called snout flu. So Mayor Kobayashi, under the thumb of the corpse-like Major Domo, declares all dogs persona non grata. To save the site from infection, to save the city from infection, he says he is banishing all the dogs to Trash Island off the city's coast. This even includes his nephew Atari's dog named Spots. Atari was adopted by his distant uncle, the mayor, when his parents died in a bullet train crash. But when Atari flies to Trash Island in a toy airplane to rescue his pooch, he discovers a strange world rarely seen by humans. It's ruled by gangs of alpha dogs headed by a team of five. Former pets, Duke, Rex, King, and Boss, as well as the mysterious Chief, a stray dog who likes to fight. And he bites. They vow to help Atari find his dog Spots or die trying. Meanwhile, back in Megasaki, student journalists, led by exchange student Tracy, smell a skunk among the cats. They sense there's a conspiracy targeting dogs, and with help of a hacker, they vow to save the dogs and the missing boy Atari and make City Hall admit to their crimes. But will they succeed in time? Okay. Isle of Dogs is an epic fantasy made with stop-motion animation. The humans speak Japanese with voiceover translations and subtitles, and the dogs speak a sort of a stilted Japanese translated into English. The story sounds simple and a bit goofy, but it is not. This is pure, non-stop eye candy with art and illustrations flooding your brain at the pace of a Simpson cartoon. Movie feels like Wes Anderson made a list of all the English words originally from the Japanese language. Yakuza, sumo, sushi, geisha, samurai, bonsai, kabuki, anime, manga, otaku, cosplay, taiko drumming, haiku, poetry, everything. The thing is, this isn't cheap laughs and cultural plundering. It's lovingly and respectfully and exquisitely reproduced. The non-stop barrage of images includes Japanese pop art, manga, ukiyo-e, block prints, silhouettes, and 2D animation, all portrayed with a futuristic retro steampunk feel. If you can imagine that. Wes Anderson has done stop motion animation before with The Fantastic Mr. Fox, but this one is a quantum leap beyond that. Doesn't have any of that nudge-nudge, wink-wink, snarky humor in this movie. It's just lovingly rendered geek culture. It's stunning to watch. I've seen this movie twice already, and I want to see it again soon, as soon as possible. It's exquisite. It's beautiful. It's awe-inducing. I'm running out of adjectives here. I love this movie. And if you revel in the video, in the visual, and all things Japanese, you have to see this animated film. Isle of Dogs opens today in Toronto. Check your local listings. The Go-Getters and Swingers Weekend both are playing at the Canadian Film Fest. This is Daniel Garber of the Movies each Friday morning on CIUT 89.5 FM and on my website, culturalmining.com.